This fellow here we're about to talk to, he is everything Newcastle. If you need to know anything about Newcastle, Barry Toohey is the man, but there is plenty happening. So we've got the great man on, and I'm pleased to say he's here. G'day, Barry.
Joel, Fletch, how are you going, boys?
I'm going good, Baz. Now, listen, a little birdie has told me that you're painting your house. Is it? Are you doing the interior or the exterior?
Well, I'm doing the exterior, Fletch, but I'm actually painting a heaval wall around my pool at the moment, which I put up with some mates about 15 years ago, and it's threatening to fall over. So I figure if I get a bit of paint on it, it might look a bit more decent, even if it does fall over a little bit.
I'm going to say this. I think painting is up there with being a removalist as the worst job you could possibly have.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, mate. Oh. I totally agree with you. I've
painting
had 2 days of it. And
just painting. I'm just ranking it too.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they paint ceilings. I've had a crack at a couple of ceilings and look at it back during the day and think all the streaks and that are there. I don't know how the professionals do it, but.
Now, just so we don't find yourself in the gossip columns, Barry, you're not selling the house, are you? Like, you're not painting up something that you know is going to fall down, and next thing you know, it's for sale.
No? It has crossed my mind, actually, Joel, to be honest with you. But, look, it's falling down that badly that I'd have to sell it to a blind fella, I reckon, to get it through.
Okay, well, what about this? Have the Knights sold a halfback? Where are we at with the Mitchell Pearce situation?
I haven't sold him yet. Joel, but obviously it's imminent. They're talking transfer fees, I think, at the moment with Catlin, so just not sure exactly how far down the track they are with that, but nothing to report on Mitchell officially going yet, but obviously it's a matter of time. Just depends on what sort of a figure they come up with, and I think Catlin's were a little bit taken back with the fact that they might have had to pay a transfer fee in the first place, but Newcastle's going to play hardball a little bit anyway and maybe get something out of the fact that they won't have Pearce there next season. And you know, their halfback stocks aren't all that flash. So, and there's not much around, to be honest. So they want something financial out of Catlin's before it happens. But I don't think there's any doubt that it will happen.
Okay. Well, Newcastle playing hardball. Barry Toohey, you play crystal ball. You tell us the 6 and 7 who you think will be their round one for Newcastle. Of course, Andrew Johns is going to be looking after them. We'll talk about that in a moment. But crystal ball, and they don't need to be at the club right now. Who is the starting 6 and 7 at Newcastle in round one?
Well, Jake Clifford will obviously be the starting 6, I would have thought. As far as the starting 7 goes, well, at the moment, it would be Adam Clune, but I still think that there's a possibility that that Luke Brooks is, even though the Tigers have come out and said that they won't be letting him go, I still think there's anything can happen in that regard there. I don't think it'll be Corey Norman, if that might be what you're alluding to. I think he was the latest rumour to come out of down there about the possibility of Corey Norman talking to the Knights. I think his manager has definitely phoned the Knights and said, look, this bloke's available, but I'd be surprised if Newcastle go that direction. But I think, you know, if it was the perfect world for the Knights, they would probably take Brooks. But whether that can happen or not, I don't know. There's some cards got to be, you know, cards got to fall into place before that happens, I would have thought, Joel.
Okay, so if it is Luke Brooks, if it was to be Luke Brooks or other, how much say does Andrew Johns have in this acquisition of a halfback, do you think? If he doesn't like Brooks or if he loves Brooks, how big a part will Joey play in that player who ultimately wears a 7, do you think, Baz?
Oh, he'll play a big part, mate, now that he's here. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They'll be talking to Joey. I know Joey's a Luke Brooks fan, so I don't think there'd be too many dramas from Joey and it wouldn't surprise me if the club sort of brought him up as a possibility because Joey said, well, there's your bloke. You know, obviously Joey will have a huge influence, whoever is the half and 5/8 next season, because he'll... he'll be working with both of them closely. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out, Joel. Obviously, you know, managers play a massive role in who goes where. And I think the same manager that's got Luke Brooks has also got Josh Hodgson that may be going to the Tigers. So I still think there's sort of... The only thing I'll say about Luke Brooks and the difficulty with Newcastle is the fact that I think Mitchell Pearce was on about 650 next year. So that's all they had in the salary cap, and they've basically spent all their money. They get that 650 back. Well, I think Luke Brooks is on a fair bit more than that at the Tigers. So how that would work as far as him coming to Newcastle and taking a pay cut to do so. I wouldn't think that would happen. So I'm just not sure how that could be resolved, whether they pay him down the track or not. But certainly Pearce going has upset the apple cart as far as the Knights go, because they sort of had the succession plan of having Mitchell there next year and sort of that what would be his final year, and then they would groom Ponga to come in and play six and probably Clifford at seven in 2023. Well, they don't want that to happen next year. I think Ponga's ready yet, and they haven't got a fullback that's ready to replace Ponga yet either. So it's sort of stuffed their succession plan up a little bit with Pearce going, but they've just got to deal with it and come up with another plan, I guess.
Yeah, that was my question going to be. Tex Hoy, because Tex Hoy was touted as going to be fullback and putting Calum into six. As Tex Hoy, is he still at the club next year? Because he sort of disappeared this year.
Yeah, Fletch Tex is not signed yet. And basically the Knights have one spot. Well, they haven't really got a spot. They might have to create a spot to keep Tex, or he might have to stay on a development contract. But at this stage, basically he's the only player that's unsigned from last season. Now, Joey's a big fan of Tex Hoy as well, so he'll obviously be pushing for Tex to re-sign as well. But, I think Tex started the season last year when Ponga was out injured. He started the season at fullback, but by mid-season, the club had gone off him a little bit. He hadn't played that great, and he didn't get another look in, obviously, when Ponga came back. So there hasn't been any rush to sign him, and I don't think there's been any rush from anywhere else to sign Tex either. So Newcastle have sort of been playing a fairly patient game with him, but I still think they will sign him, particularly now that they nearly have to sign him now, because there is the chance that Ponga may have to shift into the halves earlier than what they expected. So they're going to need a backup. They've got the young Bailey Hodgson from England, who's a great prospect, but he's only 18, hasn't had a lot of footy in the last couple of years. They think that he down the track is an NRL fullback, but maybe not in the short term. So Tex Hoy might be the backup if Ponga goes into the halves.
What do you make of the Jared Mullen comeback, Baz?
Oh, mate, I've spoken to Jared plenty of times, and he's dead set, as keen as mustard to play in the NRL again, obviously. And look, he's 5 years out of the NRL. I'd love for him to get an opportunity at the Knights, but it's very difficult these days, guys, but with the way the roster is, you can't really waste too many spaces or take risks on too many players. You can probably take a risk on a younger player, but it's hard to take a risk on a guy that's going to be 34 next year and hasn't played for 5 years in the NRL. So whether Jared gets an opportunity, I've got my doubts. I'd love to see him get some sort of a chance, but and it'd be fantastic, just imagine the story if Jared played in the NRL again in Newcastle. But I just can't see it happening, to be honest.
Baz, what is Joey's role? Is he going to be full-time, or is he just going up one day a week? What's his official role?
2 days a week, Fletch. So I'm presuming he'll probably come up and stay up, probably bunk down at Bedgie's place, I suppose, overnight and stay for the next day. So two days a week, basically working with the halves. As far as Joey's concerned, Joey was one of the there wasn't anyone publicly more critical of the Knights' attack last season than Joey was. So I think Bedsy might have went to Joey at the back end of the season and said, look, you're having a crack at us about our attack every second week. How about you come up here and fix it, mate? Or help us fix it. And I think that's probably where it started. And obviously he's going to have a major say in trying to fix their attack that was really poor last season. But obviously he'll be doing some work with the halves. They've got Blake Green as well in the coaching staff that is going to be looking after the lower grade halves and 5/8, I think. So Joey will just be concentrating on whoever is playing in the halves, but also he'll have a fair bit to do, I'd imagine, with the structure of their, or not so much the structure of their attack, just the way they attack and probably getting rid of some of the structure that was there under Mitchell Pearce, to be honest. He'll have a big role, but only a part-time role, given that he's only going to be there 2 days a week.
Baz, we appreciate your time doing good things off the field, the Newcastle Knights. Hayden Knowles, who was part of the Panthers winning campaign, of course, he joins them as well. But we'll catch up on your articles in Newcastle Herald, Barold.
Thanks, guys.
I think I just called you Barrel, Barry. But anyway.
Barrel?
You call me Barrel. No, I haven't put on that much weight.
Barrel from the Newcastle Herald. Anyway, sorry, Barry. We'll talk to you later, mate.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. Good fella, Barry.